podcast, anyone?
Tom and Loggy and a K-Rock audio presentation of the finest quality.
I do enjoy a protein bar sometimes during the show. It's sort of how I do breakfast, right? Mm. And I noticed something on one of them the other day. It's called a grenade bar, and on the back, the storage instructions were a little weird.
Yeah. It's the normal stuff. Keep away from direct sunlight.
Yeah.
High heat.
Yeah, extreme changes in temperature.
Yeah, humidity.
And then it also said odours. And I thought, that's weird because it's in a sealed plastic wrapper. Surely no odours getting in there.
Yeah.
Like
that's the whole point of a wrapper, wrapping of a product.
And if you're marketing something to sort of gym meatheads, odour sort of comes with it, doesn't it?
It's like
it should be an odour-proof product, you would think. No, not the case. And so we were quite confused about it and we thought, hey, there's a number on the back. Why not give them a call?
Why not?
Just like find out exactly what's going on. So that's what we did after the show yesterday. Spoke to a lovely lady and she took all the details and then put us on hold for a little bit. We enjoyed the hold music.
We did. It was really jazzy.
And when we came back, or when she came back, I should say, this was the answer about the odour around the protein bar.
Hi, Tom. Thank you for your patience.
No worries.
So I have checked. The reason for that is because the chocolate can be very susceptible to changes in temperature and moisture or humidity, which can negatively affect the product flavour or odour. And additionally, the chocolate can easily absorb strong aromas from food and other products situated nearby.
Right.
So, yeah, it should be stored properly. Yeah.
But if it's still in a packet, it should be okay, right? Like the packet seems pretty, that doesn't seem very porous.
I see. Yeah, I do get your point there. But, it's just that when, the temperature, if it's like moist, if it's humid and there's moist, it can negatively affect the product flavor.
Yeah.
That's why we do encourage and suggest to the chocolates to be stored correctly.
Yeah.
Avoid that from happening.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's not nice when it's moist, is it? It's not very tasty. So would you recommend that I stop keeping them under my armpits? Because that's where I've been carrying them. I've got little pockets under my armpits in my particular gym shirt that I wear, and I like to be able to whip out a protein bar whenever I need it.
Yeah, it should be stored in a cool, dry place.
Cool, dry place.
So it won't.
Pants. Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much. You've been very informative. I feel I may have wasted your time today, but, sorry.
No, that's okay.
Okay.
Happy to help. Thank you, Tom.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Thank you for giving us a call and have a good day.
My pleasure.
Bye-bye.
You too. See you later. Bye.
My armpit! Oh, my God. I can't believe you said that to her.
Yeah.
All right. Well, there we go. We know now.
It's the Tom and Loggy podcast.
It's their radio show in a podcast.
Queenscliff Football Netball Club, the Cooters.
Go, Cooters.
Go, the Cooters. They've got a new way of getting some memberships for their club.
Yeah.
And it's gone viral. And that's because it's got the coach standing around the boys, the lads, and they've all decided to have a bit of a sing-along. Here's what it sounds like.
I'll be your dream, I'll be your wish, I'll be your fantasy. I'll be your hope, I'll be your love, be everything that you need.
I love you more with every breath, truly, madly, deeply do. I will be strong, I will be faithful.
Yes.
Until the sky falls down on me.
memberships now. Sign up for season 2026.
Yeah.
Go the
Cooters. Well, I'm pumped.
Go the Cooters.
Go the Cooters. And we've got the coach on the line right now. It could be J-Mo, it could be Yarmo. We've been watching a lot of cold winter sports, as Tom said before. It is J-Mo, isn't it?
I don't mind Yarmo. It's Jammo.
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 I've been on K-Rock as much as you guys over the years. You should know it's Jammo by now.
Yeah, oh, I bet you have,
but mate, we struggle to remember what happened yesterday, so don't hold that against us. Hey, very exciting. Can I first ask, is that standard sort of change room behaviour post match? Is that the team song?
That's oh, we've got a president, Ali Wade, who's very big into her social media, and she was always going to get us to do something silly, and I thought, what could we do where we didn't have to dance? Because I cannot dance. I also can't sing, believe it or not, although that's come up pretty well. So the Soccer Hooligans did an ad for Puma back in, I think it was 1997, where they were trying to show that soccer hooligans aren't that bad, so they actually sung that song in an English pub, and it was really popular. So I thought, oh, I reckon we could do that.
Yeah.
And then didn't think too much about it, but yeah, I realised that we only had two players that were born when that song was around. So I had to put it into our WhatsApp group and say, we're doing this next Monday night, boys, get your head around it.
Yeah.
And believe it or not, we trained for an hour and a half on Monday night. We come off, and that was one take.
Brilliant.
Done.
Stop it.
Brilliant.
Yeah. Stop it.
And you know, actually, we should have known that was one take because there is a little bit, there's an extra little clip, isn't there, Log?
There is. At the end where you're just kind of shaking everyone's hand, telling them a job well done, just saying, that's showbiz, baby.
Showbiz. Hey.
That's showbiz. That's showbiz. That's a razzle dazzle right there, Gemma.
That's it. That's it.
Yeah, right.
Now, Gemma.
Yeah, it was good times.
What are the membership numbers like currently? This has gone viral. Are you seeing it in action? Are people buying them?
The views are probably well in front of the memberships at the moment, but it is ticking over. You know, we're only, 1,500 people in Queenscliff. We're a little town, so we're trying to generate a little bit of interest. And I think the latest was over 400 views across platforms in a day. So the memberships are starting to trickle in, but, yeah, we need some more.
I had a look at the Instagram itself just this morning, and there was over 7,000 shares alone, mate. So people
you're well above
people,
that.
People are loving the content. So how are the Cooters looking for this year, mate? How you going to go, do you reckon?
Yeah, pretty good. Yeah, we had a pretty good year last year. We finished top three in both senior teams and the netball as well. So we've recruited not too bad. It's, we'll be hopefully up the
podium. Nice.
Now, your social media manager, what's her name again?
Her name's Ali Wade, so she's the president. And she's a machine. If you look through our platform, she does a great job promoting the club. And, this is one that we probably didn't expect to get it this far. We're on Sunrise at 7:50, let's put it that way.
Yes.
We didn't know that was going to happen.
They're going to be down there, aren't they?
They're down there live at the Cooter Bowl.
Nice. So get down there, scream for the Cooters. Ali needs a pay rise, and make sure you do it, because I can barely get Tom or Lingy to do any social media. And so the fact that she's got all of you there singing and one take, absolutely amazing. Currently at 10,000 likes, mate, so you're going very well.
Yeah, it's been great. She's a weapon.
All right, mate. Well, I look forward to seeing the next instalment. you know, more Savage Garden on the way.
Telling us now that we've started, we've got to keep going. But a bit of social media fatigue for a few of us, I think.
I want Celine Dion next, mate. Okay, so make it happen.
Oh, I don't know if my falsetto can get that high.
The thing is, there's showbiz, mate. It never stops. So, you know, it's relentless. So that's showbiz, baby.
That's it.
Queenscliff Cooters. You can actually get a membership yourself, qfnc.com.au. Jammo, well done, mate. All the best for your TV appearance later this morning, and thanks for your time.
Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
It's a radio show in a podcast. And now in your ears, it's the Tom and Loggy podcast.
Time to play a bit of a game, just keeping up with maths. You know, because it's a big show at the moment. You're not watching it. People, you know, don't like that about you. So we're playing Maths Not the Answer.
Okay, we did say we'd go back to the tapes from yesterday and find out the better name that Stacey and Alicia sort of suggested to us, but yeah. Then we didn't, so... Yeah.
Look, they, you know, it'll change every time. Let's just... Whatever.
Yeah.
So I'm going to give you multiple choice, play something from the show last night, and you just have to tell me what happened.
Okay.
Okay, now we're talking about Chris and Brooke. As you remember, Chris is the footy guy that says that he hates fake tan, clingy girls, and fat people.
Okay. All right, that guy,
yeah. And Brooke is the model.
Right.
Okay?
Sure.
Brooke has been having some trouble with some of the other contestants on Maths.
Clashing.
Clashing with the girls, being a bit of a bee.
Yep.
So this is where it finds us today.
Okay.
Chris is being interviewed in their apartment.
I'm not gonna sit here and lie and say I'm not upset. I think anyone with feelings and emotions directed towards someone and then obviously they're not reciprocating, it's always gonna hurt.
Okay, what happened last night? Brooke has actually left.
The show.
She's left. Did she leave A because she hates the girls on Maths and he's not good enough to stay and put up with them?
Right, he's not enough of a motivating factor.
For her to stay and put up with them.
Got it, okay.
Number two, she's not attracted to him in the slightest.
Yeah.
And can't imagine going there.
Okay.
Or three, she's pregnant with her ex's baby.
Oh, I love the sound of the last one because that's like the tea on that is pretty piping hot. I think it's B. I think she's not attracted to him in the slightest. She can't imagine going there. Yeah.
Should have stuck with your first answer.
Oh,
mate.
Really? She's pregnant with an ex.
She's pregnant with an ex. This has been the biggest like story that they've tried to put a hush on.
Yeah.
But Brooke is actually pregnant with her ex's baby, left the show, and has done an expose on in Woman's Day.
Okay.
Which is kind of odd because I thought they would sign like NDAs and everything. So I don't know how they've gotten around this, but yeah, she just got up and left and couldn't have happened to a nicer guy.
Yeah. Yeah, good. Good. I mean,
Maths what I'm talking about.
It's quite the show, isn't it? It's just Oh,
so good.
Just a big pack of turds. And it's back on your telly tonight, I assume.
It is.
Listen to the radio show weekday mornings from 6 on K-Rock. And come on back for some more right here anytime. Tom and Loggy, say thanks.
Cameron Lang is here, mate. What do you got for us?
Well, the two of you, I'm sure will be surprised by this fact that at home I lean a little bit more towards sort of less screen time and technology. Shock horror.
We're aware.
Okay, great, great. So therefore, I'm conscious of, you know, whether if the screen time's going to be TV, that's...
Just so you know, I just want to make sure. So, because we talked about this last year, I just want to reinforce because we haven't seen you for a while. Etch-a-Sketch is not screen time, okay? You cannot deprive...
No, the kids can only do that for 15 minutes and then he slaps it out of their hand.
They get cross-eyed.
And they're like, don't you understand how Etch-a-Sketch works, Dad? You've ruined it.
Did you?
Yeah, good. Goodbye, you.
Good. Love
you. Did
you
guys ever have Magna Doodle?
Yes. Magna Doodle. Yeah. Oh, my God. You're rocking Magna Doodle at your house, aren't you?
Yeah, so good. There we go.
Especially on a Friday.
Is that
the kids. That's it by me, guys.
Kids aren't home. It's Magna Doodle time.
Dodgy. You know what time?
Wow. That's micro doodle.
They had those as well. Oh. That's the funny part.
We're here all week. You're not, obviously, but we are. Yeah.
That's why I can
don't ask him about the Rubik's Cube.
I can only last an hour with you guys each week.
Oh, I miss it.
Okay,
oh,
so Etch-a-Sketch, Magna Doodle, that's not screen time, but TV's one part, iPad's another, or laptops, obviously. Yep. So, you know, you got to work
PC.
Between.
What other things have screens?
Yeah. So, but if you can't go from TV to a laptop.
Oh, you can't jump off one and
allowed.
Be on the other.
No.
Well,
They'll try that.
Yeah.
But everything's a screen nowadays. What are you supposed to do? Is a Kindle class the screen time?
We don't have a Kindle, but I'm sure it would be. Yeah, okay. Read a book. Yeah. It's called a book.
Yeah.
Open the pages. Anyway, we've established that I'm a little bit more on that side of things.
Yeah.
So I thought perhaps maybe in my marriage now of 10-odd years and been together a long time, that we were sort of on the same page and united with a lot of our philosophies and everything like that, until I was able to find out some information that's come across my desk, and it's because I now know exactly where to go to find such information.
Okay.
Little quiet moment chatting with my youngest son, Jed. Just before he goes to sleep, just when he's really tired and chilled out, it's like he enters the, almost like truth time.
Yeah.
The confessional sort of thing. Just starts spilling everything.
Yeah.
And I think it was last night, the night before. He's like, hey, Dad, you know, next time Henry goes to his basketball of a Monday night, can you take him? I'm like, oh, we, me and Mum tend to take it in turns. We both like to be able to watch him play basketball. He's like, nah, can you take him every week for us?
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh,
I know where this is going.
Why do you ask, mate? Why do you ask? Yeah. He goes, well, whenever you take him to basketball, as soon as you're gone, Max and I go straight to Mum and ask if we can watch TV. And Mum always says, yeah, no worries, go for it.
Yeah.
And whenever Mum takes Henry to basketball and we ask you, you say, nope, it's time to get a book and go to bed.
Oh.
Now, this is 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah, I know.
I tried to explain my way through. Exactly. Like, sometimes Henry plays a late game, mate, and it's, you know, it happens to be my turn, so it's later and I've got to get you to bed.
Bedtime,
and everything like that.
Oh.
And he's like, nah, Mum says we can watch TV whenever we want at any time of the night.
Wow.
So I now have this piece of information. I'm now declaring it on the radio. I know that Dodsy's listening right now.
Mm.
And I hope she is, because obviously it's quite high quality content. I just want Dodsy to know, in front of all of Geelong, the Ballarat, the Surf Coast, I know. I know now, and we are having a conversation tonight because I have got the greatest source of information there is. Jed's truth time,
the child,
tells me everything.
Yeah. She's getting the Magna Doodle tonight.
The angry dude.
Tom and Loggy, that was a podcast, and hear the whole experience weekdays live from 6 a.m. Geelong's K-Rock.